seven.
Yeah, last week must have been like a sweeps week or something. I watched all these stupid Mustang things, you know, like the Monaco Blue Klinsky interview, you know, and stuff. I wanted to hear about the whole cigar, you know, story that, you know, we've been hearing about.
You know, I didn't watch that. Did she didn't go into that?
No, they didn't go into the whole cigar story. I was dying to hear the details about that and just didn't get into, you know, that.
I thought maybe her and Barb would do some kind of Dykes and Love thing.
I thought what was interesting, though, was she kind of thinks like a guy a little bit, you know.
Monica or Barbara?
Monica, you know. Yeah. Barbara's like, what about the whole oral sex issue? Monica's like, hey, that's not Dykes, that's just fooling around.
Oh, I see, okay.
Or messing around, you know, I'm like, she just gave, like, the green light to, like, millions of guys out there.
Hey, Monica thinks that she's messing around.
Yeah. I mean, this chick thinks
it's not
okay.
Even third base.
So, I mean, it's no big deal.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I think that my requirement would be anything that can pass on the AIDS virus is
sex.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So even if I'm just, like, wounded and somebody else wounded lays up against me, I think that's a sexual encounter.
So you might have had sex with Charlotte then.
No, I didn't get anywhere near the guy. I didn't see any blood, but man, his eyes were bulging when that guy had his knee in his ear.
Oh, anyway, my goodness.
That's a whole other story. There's something for Monica.
Then I stick my knee in your ear. Then I
watched
that stupid opening the Egyptian tombs thing on Fox.
You know, I was gonna start watching that, and my wife was all freaked out about it.
No.
And she's like, because there's a curse on it, right?
Right.
She's more important. She's gonna die and everything. The guy's sterile for Christ. They can't kind of turn pregnant. He's already got that against him. He's probably so depressed that he can't, you know.
Right.
I'll open the tomb. Screw it. I'll do it. Oh. You know, I can't get Connie not. Anyway. But I was watching it, laying on the couch, and I got this incredible cramp in my leg, and so I turned the channel.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's already started. And Leo, she was nowhere to be found, and I'm like, oh. So I changed it, and then I see her. You know, she was upstairs taking a leak or something, because that's all she does. And so I'm like, I changed the channel because I got this incredible cramp in my leg, and I wasn't even doing anything. I was just laying there.
Wow, that is weird.
But you watched it, evidently.
Yeah, right? The only thing that happened to me was I was getting tired because I was so bored with it.
Yeah.
I thought what was interesting, though, there was the last segment was like, they had like this Egyptian guy that's about 50 years old or so.
Yeah. Had a heart attack?
Huh?
Had a heart attack?
No, I thought he was going to, though, because like trying to squeeze through this tight passage. He's got like this annoying girl with him.
Yeah.
Did you see her?
No, I didn't see. I stopped watching her like right after the beginning.
Oh. Yeah.
I got all freaked out.
And she's like so annoying, right? He's like, Susie, come with me. Come with me. And they've got to, you know, squeeze through some stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And so they finally get to where they're going. And he's like, I have no workmen. Get your ass down here and help me. You know, he's like yelling at her, smacking her in the head, you know.
Oh, geez.
You know. And at the end of it, you know, they really didn't find too much. And so they're by each other, and they're saying goodbye. And all of a sudden, right before the cameras go out, he, like, puts his hand on her leg, like, on her inner thigh, like.
So he's going to get some nookie in the tomb.
Yeah, like, so it wasn't like a complete waste of time. You know what I'm
saying? Did he go, you ever join the Pyramid Club, baby?
Oh, man, I thought he was going to get stinky fingers. Wrong,
yeah, my whole experience is like that joke, with that show was like that joke with little kids, you know, if you look at dirty pictures, you'll turn to stone.
Right.
And the kid, you know, starts getting a Woody. I'm turning to stone! That was what mine was like. I'm dying of a leg!
Well, that's weird. You got a leg cramp while watching it. You thought it was the church.
Well, I wasn't going to rule it out, you know.
Yeah.
I know
weird.
That sounds stupid and everything. But, you know.
That is weird.
But I wasn't going to rule it out.
But it was boring, but they didn't find anything, really.
This was right at the beginning. I don't even know. They were doing, like, some kind of weird animation thing that they had put together previously. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Maury Povich, yeah.
I thought it was a little far out. They were saying, like, the Egyptians were originally from Mars and stuff, you know.
Yeah, well,
and I was a little bit, I was like, okay, but how did they get from point A to point B, though?
From Mars to Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, and Big Pyramid, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't get that part, you know.
How do you think they got them? I mean, they couldn't build those kinds of bitches.
I don't know.
There wasn't the technology.
I don't know. Maybe it was like a whole Stargate thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I think to give more credit to the Egyptians. I mean, they're not like union or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they'll work more than 8 hours. And, and they don't need a crane or anything. It's like...
No lunch break.
Right? Yeah, no lunch break. They were getting whipped and crap like that.
I was going to say, what choice did you have, right?
Yeah, they were trying to start unions, but it just wasn't working out because the pharaohs had some heavy hitters in there beating them with whips and stuff. Lunch break. You want a lunch break? You're working 2 more hours. I'll show those bastards.
It was just a letdown, a whole letdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like that Al Capone's vault. You know?
It wasn't quite as bad as that, but it was almost.
I think they find like an old toupee or something in Al Capone's vault.
Basically, yeah.
Geraldo. And here's an old toupee. Al Capone never wore.
Not quite as bad, but almost.
Yeah. Terrible. Well, anyway, that sounds like it's pretty good there.
Yeah.
That'll wrap it up for tonight, you know.
All right.
Till next time.
All right.
I'm Bob Lament.
This is Miles Title.
See ya.
Bye.